This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to episode 37 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your electrician of the bizarre. All facts and reports are 100% true and genuine. So let's see now if I can replace that burnt-out fuse that was caused by this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
A dog has become a local celebrity in a Chinese village after she reportedly gave birth to a kitten. Hua Chimping of the Huyang village in Jingyang City told the People's Daily that the unlikely animal was the third kitten in his pet dog's litter. The first two puppies the dog produced were both normal, but when the third baby came, the whole family was very surprised to see a cat-like creature. It is a cat, and not a dog at all, he said. Local residents have been flocking to his house to see the kitten, which local vets say is really a puppy that looks like a cat because of a gene mutation. It also apparently yaps just like a puppy. Hua said his son brought the dog home from the Liaoning city, where he had been working for over a year. An Iowa woman faces up to 2 years in jail for stealing toilet paper from a courthouse. Police say Suzanne Marie Butts was caught red-handed stealing 3 rolls of toilet paper from the Marshall County Courthouse. Marshalltown Police Chief Lon Walker told the Times-Republican a courthouse employee saw her walk from a storeroom carrying a bag of toilet paper. Because of prior convictions, Butts faces up to 2 years in prison. The supervisor, Gordy Johnson, said, "We have 3 strikes and you're out, and I consider each roll of toilet paper to be a strike." A Czech armed robber who targeted McDonald's restaurants was grabbed by the ear and marched down to the police station by his mother. Katka Zaradnikova, aged 44, from Prague, recognized her 20-year-old son, Mikhail, on closed-circuit television known as Crime Watch. A police spokesman said he admitted he was responsible for robbing a number of the fast food stores and put up no resistance when she marched him down here. "We really couldn't have done it any better ourselves," the police reported. A English artist is selling a squashed rabbit and fox in a frame for 35,000 sterling. Adam Morgan, age 38, from Horsley, scraped the animals off the road. Then he skinned them and displayed them in a picture frame. Mr. Morgan has a roadkill hotline for people to call when they spot a flattened animal, reports the Daily Mail. He skins the animals and, depending on what he has found, eats the flesh before using their hides for his sculptures. In the past, he has feasted on badgers, foxes, squirrels, and rabbits. The 38-year-old admits many people cringe at the thought of having roadkill adorning their walls in their homes. "The whole process of using roadkill is to highlight how we have become alienated from our natural world," he said. "I myself eat the roadkill. Badger tastes like pork, and squirrel is quite nutty tasting. We are told that these things are not edible because we're conditioned to think of them as being vermin." He says his 2 sons, aged 8 and 12, and a 7-year-old daughter, who are all vegetarians, love his work. His work can be seen this month at the Griffin Mill near Strahd as part of the town's art festival.
Bizarro Holidays.
Your monthly observances in June continue with International Accordion Awareness Month, International Childhood Cancer Campaign Month, International Men's Month, Gay and Lesbian Pride Month, Lane Courtesy Month, Perennial Gardening Month, Turkey Lovers Month, National Candy Month, National Iced Tea Month, National Rivers Month, and National Rose Month. Your weekly observances include, through the 15th, it's Families and Business Week and National History Days. Through the 16th, it's National Automotive Service Professionals Week and National Flag Week. Your daily calendar of events are, on the 13th, it's Creating with Your Heart Day. On the 14th, it's Army's Birthday, Family History Day, Flag Day, and Pause for the Pledge Day. On the 15th, it's Dollars Against Diabetes Day, Native American Citizenship Day, Nature Photography Day, Nursing Assistance Day, and Recess at Work Day. On the 16th, it's Professional Women in Drywall Day, Vinegar Day, and World Juggling Day. On the 17th, it's Family Awareness Day, Father's Day, Husband Caregiver Day, and Stewart's Root Beer Day. On the 18th, it's National Splurge Day. On the 19th, it's Garfield the Cat Day and World Sauntering Day.
Bizarro Facts.
A healthy individual releases 3.5 ounces of gas in a single flatulent emission, or about 17 ounces of gas every day. The Steel Phantom in West Mellon, Pennsylvania, is the fastest roller coaster in America, reaching speeds of 80 miles per hour. A hard-boiled egg will spin, but an uncooked or soft-boiled egg will not. The United States' former President Kennedy was the fastest random speaker in the world with upwards of 350 words per minute. A hamlet is a village without a church, and a town is not a city until it has a cathedral. The first female monster to appear on the big screen was the Bride of Frankenstein. A hedgehog skin is so tough that when it gets run over, its entrails comes out of its mouth and its ass. Toronto, Canada was the very first city in the world with a computerized traffic signal system. Did you know a human body loses an average of 40 to 100 strands of hair every single day? The first city in modern history to reach 1 million people was London in the year 1811. A bibliophile is a collector of rare books. A bibliopole is the seller of those rare books. William James Sidis had the highest ever known IQ estimated at between 250 and 300. At 18 months, he could read the New York Times. At 2, he taught himself Latin. At 3, he learned how to speak Greek. By the time he was an adult, he could speak more than 40 languages and dialects. He spent most of his life, amazingly, wandering from one job to another. Did you know that the grasshopper needs a minimum temperature of 62 degrees Fahrenheit in order to be able to hop? Well, friends, that's going to wrap it up for episode 36 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. We certainly hope you enjoyed yourself, and we'll come back for next week's podcast. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.